Can a polyglot help you learn a language?
Polyglots are people who speak several different languages. So why not learn a few tricks from them? Here are some top tips from the world's language learning experts.
Ollie Richards. Englishman Ollie Richards speaks 8 languages, including Portuguese and Cantonese. One of his tricks is the no English for 1 hour rule. It means that for a period of 60 minutes, he can't speak his native language, English, which forces him to think in the target language. Another one of his tips is to plan your speaking practice carefully. So before class, Ollie decides on a topic of conversation and then writes down all the words and phrases he wants to use in class. He keeps this list of words in front of him while he's speaking and refers to it during the lesson. This helps him learn the words much more thoroughly.
Luca Lampariello. Italian Luca speaks several languages at C2 level. For Luca, listening is the key. He began learning French at the age of 11, but when he was 14, he started watching 2 hours of TV in French every day after dinner. By the age of 15, I was fluent in French. A few hours of television a day did more than the previous 3 years in school. Another one of his top tips is to analyze conversations in detail. His method consists of the following. 1. Listen to the audio material. 2. Practice pronouncing the words and speaking the dialogue. 3. Read the materials with audio and then without audio. 4. Repeat numbers 1 to 3 several times over several days. 5. Translate the dialogues into your native language. 6. Translate your native translations back into the target language. By translating your translation back into the target language, he explains, you notice how the two languages interact. This results in a kind of learning that has more substance and impact than a mere memorization of grammar rules and vocabulary.
Ron. Ron is another polyglot who thinks that listening is the key to language learning. Why? Because developing a good listening comprehension ability opens the door for other skills to flourish. One of his top tips is the radio in the background trick. This involves having the radio, or any other form of audio, playing in the background while you're studying. It's a form of subconscious learning, but is not entirely passive. As he explains, I keep the radio on all day while I'm working, tuned in to a station that's broadcast in the language I'm studying. Then, I take frequent mini breaks to really listen to what's going on. Throughout the day, something will catch my attention. Maybe it's a clearly spoken commercial, or it's a song I like. I'll stop and listen and try to understand it. I don't treat this like it's studying. I'm usually curious about what's being said, and I want to hear what's going on.
So, which top tip are you going to use?